So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I don't even know what you're talking about. You know, point of frustration, though. Guys are locked in for the next game. That's it, period. Seasons go the way they go. You know, you fight the way they fight. You know, I know there's a lot of you can look back all you want and say, well, this happened or that happened or where do we stand right now? You can do that all you want. You know, what's that going to do for you? You know, where's that going to take you? You got to look forward. And I look back with a lot of pride. You know, every game we've lost, our guys were fighting like crazy to win it. You know, so no, there's no frustration. I mean, to me, that's made up. You know, yeah, the guys are disappointed. They want to win games, but you can look at every one of those games. The Houston game, probably our worst home game ever, right? That I can ever remember. Our guys were fighting their butts off. The guys that were out there playing, who was playing in the game, right? That game's what it was. You know, the Rams game is what it was. Guys are fighting their butts off in that game too. So those games are history. You know, there's no frustration. There's just opportunity, and that's what our guys are looking at.
So that happened. John Harbaugh being asked about the Ravens' struggles at home, and he took umbrage at the question. I think IA Hall of Famer Jonas Schaefer asked the question, and he was not pleased with the answer. They've lost five games at home, and you know, most of them were in embarrassing fashion. And this is on the heels of Marlon Humphrey and Kyle Hamilton last week during open locker room both saying that they both expressed frustration at the lack of success at home. But Harbs doesn't want to hear about that when they could potentially lose their sixth home game Sunday night.
Sometimes the most obvious, seemingly innocuous, and common sense talking points become a bone of contention somehow. I mean, look, they know that you need to win at home and try to split on the road, and that's going to get you into the playoff equation every year. They know that a big part of football is home and road splits and how much more difficult it generally is for even the most high octane, highly efficient offenses to duplicate what they do away from home as what they do at home because of the noise, because of the unfamiliar circumstances, because momentum and calls and all that stuff. Like, no, this is one of the embarrassing things about this season is what's continually happened to them at home. And to try to make it out like this is some media creation or figment of our imaginations that hasn't impacted their overall season and hasn't impacted their body of work is frankly silly. If they had done what they're supposed to do at home, they'd have run away with this garbage division already.
Yes.
I'm very confused why he snapped at that question, because over the course of this franchise's history, it's been one of the best home field advantages in all football. You can go back to 2000, third best home record. You can go back to 2008 when John Harbaugh came here. Third best home record in football, trailing just the Packers and Patriots. It was such an advantage for this football team, and it's so bizarre this year. It's only their third losing record in 30 years. 30 years, just three. So, yes, it's a talking point. Yes, that has to be a question that gets asked to the head coach. And you would expect John to answer, hey, man, we've been really, really good at home ever since I've been here, and this predates me. We are not up to our standards this year defending home turf, and we need to be better, and that needs to start Sunday night.
But this is 2025. Harbs was putting out banger after banger. Hey. Don't forget, this summer, I don't want to talk about Super Bowl or bust. And then it was last week. Well, control our own destiny. I don't know that, like, control that we don't control our. I don't want to talk about controlling our destiny. Like, I feel like he's zigging when everybody else zags, and frankly, it's a bit entertaining, I have to say. But I think he wants to be confusing at this point.
Well, their home performances have certainly been confusing, and they haven't started games quickly at home. They haven't performed as well in the clutch as their opponents at home. They have yet to put together. Has there been a home game where you really felt great about the offense, defense, and special teams? I mean, I guess the second half of the Cleveland game.
Yeah,
Bears, I remember at halftime thinking, my God, they might blow this game to Joe Flacco. And
yeah, the Bears the game,
Bears
maybe.
Game, I would say yes.
I mean, the Bears marched down the field twice.
And then kept them out of the end zone.
They scored 16 points.
Yeah.
But even that Bears game, Lamar wasn't starting.
No, it was right. It's Snoop.
Yeah.
I just think their home product has left a lot to be desired. I mean, let's be real. The takeaways right now from the home schedule are Houston dancing on their grave. Yeah. Jair Alexander trying to rip the ball out of the kid's hands for the touchdown there.
No, yeah.
We've got Lamar and Falele, the interaction that either happened or didn't happen, depending on who you believe in. You've got people sticking around to say fire Harbs. I mean, am I missing
that? Houston game. And also just for the majority of these fourth quarters, one way or another, because there have been a couple blowout wins, the stands are empty. Everyone's leaving. The Houston game, they were empty in the third quarter, and the Rams game, and the Thanksgiving night.
Well, how about it started with the Lions game where they had two 90-yard drives.
It's just been non-competitive
sunglasses at night. I mean, think about what really is going to resonate. If they manage to miss the playoffs, think of the images from Ravens home games that are going to sort of live in your mind's eye. And it's not going to be, I mean, okay, hanging on to beat the Bears. I mean, maybe. Okay. But I mean, tell me about the great memories they've created for their loyal paying customers. This year.
That's that and Roquan Smith running back a fumble.
Yeah. And that's the play that ended Nnamdi Matabike's career.
The rookie returned a punt in the preseason.
That was fun.
To the house. That was cool. I was there for that one.
That did happen.
Lejonte Wester. Now he has a glitch every time he catches the ball. It looks like an old Atari video game.
He catches the
ball,
but it's a struggle.
And then he stops.
Yeah.
And then he starts again.
But they got to find a way to defend home turf on a multitude of levels because, A, if the Steelers end up beating the Lions, you'll find that out prior to kickoff, and then you're going to have to run the table in order to even make the postseason. And B, just from the standpoint of home primetime games, that's when they've been even better. 22-3 entering this year. Home primetime games under John Harbaugh, they're 0-2 this year.
Realistically, if they want to play in the postseason, they have to win Sunday. Like, because the Steelers have the Browns on the horizon next week. They're not losing that game. So the Ravens, whether they have to run the table or they take 2 of 3 and week 17 doesn't count, it starts with Sunday. They have to win Sunday.
Well, if they
lose Sunday, they don't deserve to go to the playoffs.
I don't think Pittsburgh's losing to Cleveland.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. I'm saying if they lose to the Lions, then you could still win against the Packers and win against the Steelers. You'd still get in.
Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
They it's time for them to create some signature moments to the positive at home. This is a team they're playing that has no playoff pedigree. I mean, again, you want to go back to the Bill Belichick, Tom Brady iteration of this thing, but it's a team that's played an incredibly fortuitous schedule. It's a team that showed some of its naivete and inexperience last week in blowing a big lead when they had a chance to put the Buffalo Bills to bed for good. They're vulnerable. This would be a signature win for New England, and this is the kind of game that the Ravens have won with regularity year after year after year.
We've seen this too.
Lamar Jackson prime time at home against a team with no playoff pedigree.
Yeah.
Home favorite, prime time, December. A lot on the line for both teams. Not Pittsburgh in week 18 when the Ravens have already clinched and Pittsburgh's trying to backdoor into a playoff. A super meaningful December game for both teams. And the Ravens are the favorite. And the Ravens are home and the game's in prime time. That has been taking care of business time, and it needs to be again.
And to your, and you brought it up yesterday, Bone, this is a New England offensive line that gives up pressure. And, you know, the kid Campbell, their first-round pick, is hurt. Will Campbell said that you're coming off a game where you got a lot of pressure. Stack it.
Yeah, they've given up the seventh highest pressure rate in the NFL. So you're hoping that you can kind of bottle up some of what happened in Cincinnati when they were consistently harassing Joe Burrow, because they're going to have to get after Drake May and really disrupt his timing and hopefully get some more turnovers as well after coming off two critical turnovers against Cincinnati.
Ravens back on the practice field today. No Lamar Jackson, no Ronnie Stanley, no Roquan Smith, no Teddy Buchanan, Kyle Van Noy, or Chidobe Awuzie. Bateman and Jay Higgins back on the practice field. So we'll see how the week goes. Obviously, Teddy Buchanan's going to go on IR at some point, but you got to list him until he's officially put on IR.
I think Wednesdays, we've been saying it for a while now, Lamar on Wednesdays is going to get that day off. And he looked, he was the main topic of yesterday's show. He looks to be in a better spot physically and mentally than he's been since before that Kansas City game. So hopefully that's the case.
Yeah, there's Tuesdays with Maury and there's Wednesdays without Lamar, essentially.
Yeah.
So that's where we are now. Guest-wise on today's show, as we will start really getting into this Ravens-Patriots game on Sunday, our buddy Tim Murray joins us at 2:30. And Aditi Kinkabwala, who was on the sidelines for Ravens-Bengals from CBS, joins us at 4:30.
Yeah. Aditi obviously talked to Lamar after that game. they had, I guess, a, what's become a viral moment. I guess, is it fair to say? Do you think that went viral? Is that my friend?
I was all over Twitter.
Yeah, yeah, she knows these teams obviously quite well. Our buddy Tim Murray, it's his time of year.
Bowl
season.
Playoffs.
He will have some informed opinions on that if you are so inclined to invest your money in that regard. We will dig into the Ravens secondary, and we'll hear from Buzz Williams a little bit as well, as this is a big week of practice for the Terps, and I don't think we're going to find out a whole lot about Payne's situation for a while, but Buzz had some interesting things to say this week about the state of the program.
Coming up next, we stick with Ravens, though, and they're coming off that 24-0 shutout in Cincinnati. Secondary, they had a really good game. By the way, Aloy Gilman, AFC Defensive Player of the Week in the National Football League, coming off the touchdown in the game on Sunday. Secondary, stepping up. Can they stack performances? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.